Welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Tune in as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home financing questions about getting into the home of your dreams. Get ready to call Mortgage Mom Radio with your questions. 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. And now here's your host, the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Marla?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I have an itch on my ear, though.
Well, you got to keep those headphones on.
I know.
It's kind of important for this sort of a show. So everybody out there listening, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and as always, I've got Miss Marla Geezer with me.
Well, hello again.
I should actually call her Mrs. Marla Geezer.
Possibly, but then I feel a little older than I should. It's funny, like all the kids' friends, they all call me Mrs. Geezer, and I'm like, who are you talking to?
Who are you guys talking to? That's funny, because my kids don't have enough respect to call me by Mrs. Anyway, just kidding. Welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. As I said, I'm Debbie and this is Marla. And we are both loan officers. We work for Mortgage Movement Mortgage. And Mortgage Mom Radio is our show every Saturday morning here on Go Country 105. And we go from 7 to 8 o'clock. So you've got 1 hour with us and that is it. If you guys have questions, you want to give us a call. Today is a great day. We are taking calls throughout the entire show. It's 844-935-935. 3634. That's 844 We Lend For You. You guys can also, as always, you guys can text us. Today's gonna be a little bit more difficult on the texting, though. You want to tell them why, Marla?
No.
Because we're gonna be Facebook Live.
Oh, well, we can still do it. We can still. Try.
I know, but if I'm busy trying to watch the questions coming in through Facebook Live,
we're gonna have three laptops up.
That's right. You guys are
seven
gonna,
screens.
Yeah. You're gonna see us in all of our glory. Please, at 7:30, we are gonna go live on Facebook. We'll do the last 30 minutes of this show live on Facebook. Our equipment is set up so that you guys can call in. We can answer your questions right over the phone. Everybody on Facebook will be able to hear you, which will be really great. Nobody knows who you are if you call in. You don't have to give us your real name and you can make up the city that you're calling from. What we want from everybody out there listening is that you're actually calling with questions. No questions are dumb questions. Every question is a good question and your question could lead to somebody else having a question or a thought that they never had before. This show is about education and it's about educating you, the consumer, and helping you to become a homeowner, refinance your home, you know, get cash out, do home improvements. It's about all of those things that we want everybody to be able to succeed and, you know, and get to.
Right. Because at the end of the day, your question could help yourself or somebody else buy a home or save money on the refinance.
That's right. Absolutely. So how do you guys give us a call? You call us at 844-935-3634. Get the call started right now. Again, one call comes in and it will prompt somebody else to call. And you guys can watch us, like I said, in all of our glory. Marla did say she was makeup and hair ready. Is that the way you said it?
I think it's hair and makeup ready. I think that's what they say in the Hollywood.
Yeah. But. Well, she is ready. She is ready for you guys to check her out. And you guys can text us as
Deb
always.
Deb is just as ready.
I am just as ready. I got it all on.
Going on over there.
I've got all my pink hair is out and it is ready. It's out and in charge. What do you say? Large margin in charge. I feel like that.
Stop it.
But we're
Marge
we're ready.
Had blue hair, so just stop.
You said what?
I said Marge had blue hair.
Oh, true. Yeah. Anyway, but you guys can watch us in all of our glory at 7:30. So please, if you have not already, go to Facebook and actually like our page. All you need to do is actually search for Mortgage Mom Radio. It's really easy. There's a search button at the top of Facebook. Put in Mortgage Mom Radio and you will find our page. If you like our page or you follow us, you will be able to see us come on live. And we'll be on live at 7:30 and you guys can watch it. You can send us thumbs up. You can ask us questions in the feed. You guys can, you know, just say hi. So whatever you'd like to do, but we'd love to see you jump on there. We will be on Facebook Live from 7:30 to 8 o'clock. So don't miss that. We're going to be taking all of your phone calls and everything, like I just said. But let's get that compliance out of the way.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right.
This is always so fun.
It is so fun. So I am Debbie Marcoux, Deborah Marcoux. My NMLS ID number is 237926. Go.
Go. My name is Marla Geezer and my NMLS is 669357. And we are both licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
Boom.
Boom.
Done. Finished. Yeah. We don't have to do that again. If anybody wants to know more, listen to the
seven
very,
more days.
That's right. Anybody wants to know or hear it again, just go to the end of the show and listen to the end of the show. What else you guys?
If you want to listen to it again, call now and Debbie will do it right now.
I will do it right now. I will repeat it.
I don't know if we're going to get any calls. If anybody's going to go, yes, I would really like to hear you say your compliance spiel again.
That's right. All right. So I have a couple of big announcements.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So
are any of them going to surprise me?
No.
Okay.
They're not.
Okay.
No.
Then let's go with it.
Okay. So on November the 4th, okay, that is the date that we have selected for our next workshop. It is going to be a renovation workshop. So we had our home buyer workshop a couple weeks ago. We talked about that and we said how much that everybody was so interested in the renovation financing, learning how to buy a home at a lower price, only needing 3.5% down to purchase the home with, but being able to get the money needed to do repairs, additions, expansions, new bathrooms, new kitchens. So we are going to actually do a renovation workshop. We did one early this year, and it really did go over really well. I mean, we had real estate agents out there. We had people that own homes already that want to refinance, cash out to do the work that they need to do.
Yep.
And we also had people that wanted to purchase a home come out to learn about renovation financing. Remember that this workshop is about renovation financing. So if you guys love watching The Property Brothers or not really a flip or flop kind of show. It's more like Property Brothers, Love It or List It, where somebody's
fixer upper,
where they say, you know, this is our budget. This is what we're going to buy the house for. And this is how much that we have in our, you know, availability for right. renovation. That is exactly what we're going to teach you guys to do. And it's really going to be a great day. We're going to actually bring it to our hometown for the first time in 2.5 years that we've been traveling all over Southern California and doing workshops. We're going to actually be in Valencia. We have set it up to be at the TPC golf course. I believe now they've renamed it the Oaks, but it is an absolutely
TPC,
but it's called the Oaks now.
Yes.
The Oaks Club at Valencia is the new name.
Yes.
But we are going to...
I think the golf course is still called TPC though, isn't it?
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. But what I do know is that it is absolutely beautiful grounds. The, you know, the actual...
It's absolutely
it is
gorgeous.
It is really
right,
a nice
right there,
place.
There's big windows that look out onto the golf course. So people are probably going to get a little distracted, but that's okay. We'll wrangle you back in.
Trust me, we're fun. We're a good time.
The food is amazing yeah. there. And of course, there's going to be us. So
right. Absolutely. Yeah. So we're going to have wine and beer. It's going to be served during the day. It's only going to be, it's a 3-hour event. It's really not that much time. You are truly investing in yourself and learning what you can or cannot do. If you are a homeowner, the cool thing about this renovation workshop is that it is for everybody. If you are a current homeowner and you want to do repairs, maybe you don't think you have enough equity in your home to be able to pull out the cash to do the upgrades or add a bathroom or add a bedroom. You've been told you don't have enough equity to pull cash out, the renovation loan will allow you to do that. You can actually pull money out because it is considered a rate and term since the money is going right back into the property.
Right.
So this is for anybody that owns a house, any real estate agent that wants to learn how to do these, you know, how the renovation process works so that they can use this as a selling tool, maybe for their listings or for a buyer, especially buyers that maybe are a little bit, you know, that their price range is just not high enough to get into that neighborhood that they want to be in. There could be a home that comes on the market that is in, you know, pretty bad shape, and they would have the opportunity to get into that neighborhood that they want to be in and to be able to afford it. So this renovation loan is fantastic. And then of course, always for buyers. So there is nobody out there that is listening to our show that would not benefit from the day. You do have to have tickets to come. We've got our tickets open. You can get them. You can text the word mom to 4747 and get your tickets right now. It is November the 4th. I know that sounds like it's far away, but it's actually not that far away.
It's not far away at all.
It will be here before you know it. And we are so excited to be in Valencia and doing it. It's the one time that we don't have to put everything, you know, in the car and drive miles upon miles or even stay overnight the night before to be able to bring the information to you. So anybody at all that is in, you know, LA, Ventura, you know, even Ontario, you know, we take the kids all of the time on drives to for baseball, you know, travel ball. And we are always out in Chino and Corona and Chino Hills. It's about an hour drive. You know, if you're in the Valley, we're 20 minutes away. If you're in LA, we're 30, 40 minutes away. So we're really actually, I mean, we're kind of out there, but we're not really as far away as I think what people
we
think.
We aren't that far away. We're really not. We're a perfect little nook, because now we're also going to get people that are going to be able to come out from the Antelope Valley.
Right, absolutely. From Palmdale and, yep, like I said, Ventura,
right,
Santa
there.
Paula.
We're just in the hub.
Yeah, no, so it's going to be great. We really do, you know, want you guys to get your tickets. There's only, the room is actually set up to accommodate 48. We might be able to squeeze in 53. So it's not going to be a giant event. It's going to be really nice. It's an odd number. It's just the way that the tables were set up. I wanted everybody to be able to see and be comfortable and, you know, do the half moons and be able to have room at the table for their wine or their beer and their appetizers and everything that they're going
to
get.
No, it makes sense to me.
Yeah. It was
52.3 people are invited.
Absolutely. But make sure that you get those tickets. Get on there now. You can, like I said, you can text the word mom to 474747. If you have the phone app, you can actually get your tickets right from the phone app. So just open up your phone app and go to Renovation Workshop. Click on that. It'll take you straight to the page to register and get the tickets. If you want to, you're more than welcome to go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com, and click on Contact Us and send us a message. We'd be happy to send you a link to get you so you can get yourself all registered and ready to go. So don't miss out. It's going to be November the 4th. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's right before, you know, everything starts getting crazy for the holidays. It's absolutely going to be our very last event this year. The last workshop that we did in Ontario was our last first time homebuyer event, and this will be our last class, like workshop for everybody, for the homeowner, for the first time buyer, for the realtor. This will be our last, you know, education seminar, and it's going to be on this renovation financing. So it's really going to be good. Get the tickets, go on there early. Don't wait to the last minute to get them. Like I said, you guys can go to the phone app, open it right up. You can actually go to our website, and on our website, if you go to about/events and you click on that, you'll see Renovation Workshop. Go ahead and click on that. That'll get you where you need to go. Again, you can text the word mom to 474747. So what's going to happen? You are going to get an email back from us when you do that says, thank you for contacting Mortgage Mom Radio. How can we help you? Which means that you can respond with any question that you might have, and we're going to reply, or we're going to talk about them on air, and we're going to answer your questions on air. So you can do that always.
Or Facebook Live.
That's right. There is going to be a link to download the phone app. So if you'd like to have it and all of the valuable tools that we have in that free phone app for you, go ahead and feel free to download the phone app. But then there will also be a link that says, you know, what, you know, do you want workshop tickets, and go ahead and click on that link. So very, very simple. Just text the word mom 474747. You get anything at all that you need.
Yeah. One more time. That's texting the word mom, M-O-M, to 347.
So that's right.
47.
That's right.
47.
So we, just like you mentioned, the Facebook Live is, and again, a bunch of people.
Coming up.
It's coming up at 7:30. Don't miss it. She's getting hair and makeup ready. But we are going to be live on Facebook today at 7:30. So don't miss us. If you haven't followed the page, follow it. Find Mortgage Mom Radio on Facebook and follow us, because we will pop up on your feed when we are live, and we want to hear from everybody watching. Give us a thumbs up, say hi, tell us what your dog's name is, ask us questions. We don't care what you write in there. Just make sure we know
just
that you're
something fun.
Just do something fun.
Do one of your bitmojis or send us, like, you know, funny questions. It doesn't have to be about mortgage.
No,
just ask us.
No,
you
it
know,
could be. It could be good stuff.
Anything.
And everybody that's out there listening right now, we want you guys to call. Give us a call at 844-935-3634. We want to answer every single question that you guys have today. We're going to take you on live. When we're on Facebook Live, everybody will be able to hear your call. Nobody on Facebook Live, if you are on the phone, it doesn't say, oh, Todd B from Lomita is on Facebook asking this question. Facebook doesn't know who you are because you're calling from a phone. And all we can do is hear your question, which is really great. Again, this show is all about education.
Facebook doesn't know, but we do.
We don't. They could absolutely lie about their names, but we want to hear your questions, and we want to get you on Facebook Live. So Facebook Live starts at 7:30. We're taking calls. We're going to open up the calls here in just a little bit, and we'll start taking those calls as well. So definitely make sure you give us a call. What's the number, Marla?
844-935-3634.
That's right. So it's 844 We Lend For You. That is LEND and the number 4. Or what was the other one that you did the other day? It was really
844-935-3634.
That's right. We're still waiting for somebody to contact us with a jingle. Somebody's got to make
Hello.
Us. I want a jingle like Empire commercial where nobody could ever forget the number. We need somebody
ever.
Out there listening to create one for
like
us.
Like, it's just played once, and then all day long, it's like your Sunday afternoon cleaning.
And you're singing it.
Like,
you can't get rid of it.
It
like brings me, every single time it comes on, it brings me back to being a child sitting on the shag carpet watching the tube TV with the little buttons that pulled out and having to click the dials. Oh. And sometimes having to get the dial to the U. Do you remember the U?
Yep, I do.
To get to the other channels?
Yep.
Yeah. The Empire.
Yeah, because we always had to sit on the floor close to the TV because mom and dad would be like, oh, now we need to be on this channel. We'd be like, okay.
Yeah, because there was no remote
was
control.
Like, click, click,
I remember
click.
The remote controls that actually had to plug into the TV. They had a cord.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, no. But it brings me back to that. Every time I hear that commercial, and the funny thing is it's still going.
It's still going.
They have made some of the most brilliant marketing. Whoever created that Empire commercial was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I wonder if they're still around.
I don't know. We need to find them. We need to contact them. We need one.
Google that.
We need one. Anyway, give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. We're going to go to a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to start taking those calls. And don't forget, we're going to be Facebook Live at 7:30. So make sure that you follow our page so you can see us pop up. We want to hear from you. We want to talk to you and we want to answer those questions. So we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more answers about finding the best rates and getting you financed on Mortgage Mom Radio.
Hey, Marla.
Hey, Deb.
Do you ever sit back and watch TV on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon? Shows like Property Brothers, Fixer Upper, Love It or List It, and think, you know what? I'll bet that the consumer doesn't know how they're doing it.
It's exactly what I think when I watch those shows.
Every single time you see that they say that they've got X amount of a budget and they're buying the house for this much and they've got this much left to do their improvements.
Right.
And I know that if I was not in this industry, I would not understand how did they do it. How did they come up with the money? Do these people buying these homes just have extra cash laying around in their pocket?
I don't know.
Because
I don't. I think people do want to know how it works.
That's right. So if they want to know how it works, that is what we're teaching you. We have our next Mortgage Mom Radio workshop on November the 4th, and it is all about renovation financing. How can you buy a house and do all of your upgrades in one loan? One small down payment with as little as 3% down, you can buy a home and renovate it. Did you know that?
I did.
You know, you could actually do that with a VA loan as well with zero down.
I know.
Hey,
those are some amazing information tips.
That's right. So for all of you out there that are listening, why don't you guys go to our website, go to mortgagemomradio.com and click on about/us events, and you will be able to see our next workshop and get your tickets.
It's Mortgage Mom Radio, answering your toughest questions on the home purchase process at 844-WE-LEND-4U. That's 844-935-3634. And now here's Debbie Marcoux.
All right. Well, welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to all of the commercials, basically, that were going on in the background.
Message from our sponsors.
Yeah, message from our sponsors. I think we are our own sponsors. It's pretty good.
That's why I said it.
Anyway, so welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie. This is Marla, of course. And we have been talking all morning so far. We've talked about renovation workshop coming up November the 4th. That was one of my big announcements that I wanted to make.
You said you had a couple of
announcements. I do. I have another announcement. Okay, so but before we get into the next announcement, just want to remind everybody, because we have 14 minutes until we are live on Facebook. So if you would like to see us live, actually do our thing, see us in our headphones, answering the calls live, you guys want to be the call live, please make sure that you join. Go to Mortgage Mom Radio right now, click on like or follow so that we do pop up on your feed when we are live on the show. But you know,
and then set alerts for your phone so that if you aren't on Facebook just sitting there scrolling, that it actually will pop up on your phone and say Mortgage Mom Radio is now live, so you can click on it right away.
There you go. Perfect. Okay, so just to remind you,
assume that not everybody's just sitting around on Facebook.
There you go. There you go. All right. So also want to let you guys know that we're going to be taking calls live while we're on Facebook. So we're going to be taking calls. Marla claims that we are good enough to also look at text messages and read those questions. So we are going to multitask. We are going to be on live.
I was just about to say a bad word, but darn tootin' we are.
Don't drop her, Val. She didn't
don't
say
it. Don't drop me, Val. I didn't do it.
She didn't say it.
It was about to come out. It was like on my tongue.
I just had such a bad week this week with kids that I was really concerned that I wasn't going to make it through this show in a good mood.
You're doing pretty good.
It was quite the week. You have to.
I mean, if you don't laugh about it sometimes, what's going
to
happen?
You have
You're going to go crazy.
You have to.
Or wine will go extinct.
Exactly.
And you can't have either of those.
No. No, it was a bad kid week. I think everybody out there listening that has kids can understand that.
Well, let's clarify a little bit.
Sure.
Majority of the issues are when they become a teenager.
Oh, they're all teenage issues. Absolutely.
So, I mean, you have three kids, so you have to clarify that, you know, your cute, chubby little baby not the one causing you problems.
It was not the teenagers. The teenagers, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. One went all the way down to GoFest and turned around and came all the way back, because I'm not sure everybody else out there listening that went to GoFest, it got canceled. So on his excursion.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And on his excursion
How am I not hearing this like 7 days later? Where have I been?
I don't know.
I think I was in a cocoon.
Yeah. Well, you're in work cocoon. But on, you know, all the way down, hour and a half to Irvine, and all the way home, hour and a half with no concert in between. And he ran over a piece of tire and he destroyed the undercarriage of his car. We've got a hole in the fuel injector. I mean, we've got like $3,800 worth of damage. So that was fun. Then the arguing over why he can't take my car to school. So I'm supposed to give him my car so that he can go to school while I catch rides to get to work and be the mom. Okay, so that's been an argument.
I love their logic, how they see things in their head.
Right.
They just think that it's like their world in there.
Oh, yeah. I had to have a...
I'm going to be honest. My husband says that about me all the time, that I live in my own world. But you know what? I have paid my darn tootin' dues to live in my own world.
Absolutely.
They have not yet.
Oh, yeah, no. And it turned into, you know, then it was the conversation about, you know, because it was more like, you know, Friday he wanted to go to Pasadena, go to the IPIC with his girlfriend. So, okay.
So, it's a fun place.
But on Thursday, he wanted to go to Disneyland with his girlfriend because he had a minimum day at school. And I said, you don't need to go to Disneyland on Thursday. You're driving from Valencia to Disneyland and then driving all the way back, and then Pasadena on Friday, and then all the way back, and then Irvine for the concert on Saturday, and then all of the way back. And you don't need to be doing that. Those are things that even us as adults, we don't have luxury to do. We can't spend that kind of money. But I've paid for all my own tickets. I said, I get it, but you're forgetting about the wear and the tear on the car.
Right.
And, you know, all of those extra things that come into play, all those responsible things. And sure enough, what does he do? And I almost just said a dirty word too. What does he do? He runs over a tire on the way home and causes $3,800 worth of damage. So, you know, and that just goes to show you, I mean, anything, you could pop a tire, you know, you could get a speeding ticket, you could. So then it turned us into, okay, now it's time to go get a real job. You know, yes, I love that you're working for me. Yes, I love that we call you Moober. Manny is our Moober. He Moobers all the other kids. He's picking up Heidi's kid. He's picking up Sally's kid. He's picking up this one. He's picking up my niece, and he's doing all of that. And everybody's paying him $20 a week to be the Moober, which, you know, he's got a nice little side gig going. But it's time to actually get a real job so that he's responsible when real things come up. Right.
Right.
So that was really fun. And then I get a phone call from the school on the 13-year-old, and he's in a fight with some boy. And, you know, so it was just one of those days where I was like, oh, my goodness, I don't know if I can get out of this mood. And we're here and I love this show.
And it's
my
Saturday,
favorite part
so
of the day.
Again.
And it's all starting over. And it's today's fresh, and I love it. We're having a great day. So anyway,
sweet.
You know, like I said, it's Mortgage Mom Radio. We get to talk a little bit mom stuff every now and then.
You know what? I'm going to just call a timeout. I'm going to go pour you a glass of wine because you deserve it right now.
Yeah. Maybe a box.
Okay. Well, it is 7:20.
It is. I know.
So,
but we've got
it easy on the box.
All right. Well, maybe we. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what we should have done? We really should have. Maybe the next show that we do that's live, we should do a mimosa show.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Okay.
That'd be pretty fun. Yeah, you're just okay. I'm in. And the question is?
Right. I know. I was like,
and that way everybody,
I mean,
well, no, and that way everybody at home that's watching us on Facebook, the next time that we
Facebook
go live, it can be all.
Has, what, another 5 more minutes? Maybe somebody who lives out here in Valencia is listening to us right now.
And wants to bring
and
us
is
some
bringing
mimosas.
It to us.
There we go.
Let me start shooting out some names who live in the vicinity.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So let's get back on track, though. So we did have big announcements. Sorry, you know, it was a little bit of mom drama there for a minute, but it's good. I think that we're sharing with the world that
it's real stuff. People
it is real stuff,
real
and
stuff.
I guarantee I'm not
because
the only one that's going through
it. If you're not real, then you can't own a home.
No,
you know, you've got to have everything. Or
oh yeah,
what do you got?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Mic drop.
Mic drop. Boom. We're done.
It's over.
Back to mortgage. Anyway. Okay. So, second big announcement. So, we have next week coming on to interview with us, which I think is going to be a fabulous interview.
It's going to be a knockout show.
Knockout. Everybody listening, do not miss it. You know, we don't, you don't have to put your alarm clock on to make sure that you can see us on Facebook Live in 7 minutes from now, but, or whatever that it is. How many minutes do we have? Ooh, we got 7 minutes. I was right on the dot.
Wow.
So you don't have to put it on your alarm on for that. But I would put your alarm on for next week's show, because we are going to have Jeffrey Prang, the Los Angeles County Assessor, will be on the show with us next week.
Say that again.
We're going to have Assessor Prang on the show with us next week.
And he's a great guy.
He is.
I actually have already been able to meet him face to face.
Well, and I've been doing snippets this week, like to give people a little sneak peek of what's going to happen, you know, next weekend. And, you know, it's everything that I believe a lot of you are thinking, and you're going, well, what would I ask the assessor? So I'm going to give you some ideas about what we're going to talk about, because I think it's going to spark some interest for people to want to listen.
Right.
So some of the things that have come up with, I've got clients that want to do additions to the house, but they're afraid to do the additions legally. They don't want to go and get it permitted through the county because they're worried that their property taxes are going to get reassessed. And one of the things that he actually answered for us when we were talking to him, little snippet on the side when we're getting ready for next week, is that you actually keep your base taxes and you only get reassessed on the new square footage. So let's say that your parents actually gave you their property taxes, passed it down to you, which is a gift that you can get from your parents. A lot of people don't know that.
Right.
But let's just say that you had these extremely low property taxes from your parents and you're afraid you're going to get reassessed if you do these additions. That answer was actually false. That doesn't happen. You do get reassessed on the extra square footage, but you keep the base rate. So whatever that really, really low rate is, you're just going to add some square footage to that. You're not going to see a dramatic change in what your annual property taxes will be.
Right.
So that was one of the really big goodies, and we're going to talk
to
him about that.
That we can bring on to and get more information for him for our renovation work.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. He's going to talk about, you know, being able to, I believe it's Prop 13. Correct me if I'm wrong, but he's going to talk about Prop 13 and how you can actually carry your current property taxes with you if you go buy something else. I believe you have to be 63.
You know, that's actually one of the questions that we're definitely going to have him confirm some of the details and highlights of
Prop 13.
Of Prop
because
13.
I also know I've heard that you can actually inter-county mingle. So we're going to get the clarification on that as
Sounds
well.
Sounds fun.
Well, I mean, think about it. If you live in LA right now, and LA is really expensive, you're thinking about maybe moving to Palm Springs, so you're going to end up out in, what is Palm Springs, Riverside or San Bernardino?
I think it's one
of the two. I'm not sure. We'll have to look it up after the show.
I'm pretty sure it's Riverside.
Yeah. But anyway, it's one of those things that maybe you want to be able to take your tax base with you and you can afford a little bit more property in another county. So, you know, as you get older, these are going to be questions that we're going to get to ask him, which are really going to be great. Another thing that he's talked about in the past that we're going to mention is homeowner's exemption. And should you do a homeowner's exemption? And what is that? Because that is tax savings to everybody that is a homeowner if you qualify for that exemption. So we're going to have him clarify more on that. We're going to have him talk about ADUs because that's a really big deal right now. What is an ADU, Marlet? What does that actually stand for?
What does the acronym stand for?
Yes,
accessory dwelling unit.
That's right. So if you've thought about doing a she shed or a grandma flat, granny flat.
Man, that just reminded me of that commercial. Is my she shed on fire? Your she shed's on fire. Sorry. Go on. Sorry.
No, it's awesome. I love it.
I love that commercial.
I love it.
And it drives my husband nuts because she says she said shed so many times.
Well, you know, and it's kind of an epidemic right now. And I don't think that, you know, people really understand the severity of it. We do not have enough housing to house all of the bodies that we have in California. And obviously, we haven't stopped reproducing. We're procreating right now.
Which is fine. We are not telling you to stop.
But that's only going to continue to get worse. So one of the things that they've done is come out with some new, less restrictive, you know, rules around these accessory dwelling units, which could be really great when your parents do get to the point of retirement, or maybe it's time to move grandma in and you don't necessarily want her in your house, which can't blame you,
right?
But being maybe in your backyard that you've got some space that you could actually put up her own little dwelling.
Put granny in the backyard.
Put mom in the backyard. I am more than happy to move to the backyard.
And are we allowed to do that now?
I'm getting a she shed, and it is going to have barrels of wine with spigots.
Barrels of wine with giant straws hanging out.
Right? Exactly. Oh my goodness, so funny.
With
all right,
big. Couches.
Yeah. So, yeah.
The straws make it over to the couches. All right. If you could see me now, I'm like,
oh, she's moving all over the place. But you know what? You could see her now. We've got less than 3 minutes till we go live on Facebook. And you said it actually last week, which is really funny, is that we talk and we talk a lot with our hands.
We both do. We're both like hand talkers.
Absolutely. So if you guys have never seen us before, you want to know what Debbie and Marla look like, you guys want to ask us questions, you want to give us a call. As soon as we're done with this next commercial break, we're going to be live on Facebook. We're going to start taking calls. So make sure that you guys give us a call so we can get you on hold and we can get you on the show.
Yep.
Go ahead and log on to Facebook right now and make sure that you've liked our page so you can see us when we do come on live and you could start streaming with us. You guys can, well, I didn't give them the number. So they call us. What's the number?
844-935-3634.
That's right. So 844, we lend for you. 844-935-3634. We'll start reading some of the questions that have come in through text messaging. So make sure you guys keep those going. Text the word mom to 474747 and ask us those questions. We'll read those out loud. So everything's going to go down in about 2 minutes, maybe 1.5. It depends on when the commercial break ends. But you guys get on your Facebooks, open up your computers, get on your iPhones and your Androids and get ready to see us. So we will be right back. Get excited. We're super excited about next week. Do not miss that show. Honestly, you guys, Assessor Prang is amazing. And he's going to give us all the dirty down low. I love that, though. The dirty down low on property taxes in LA County. So make sure that you don't miss that one. It's going to be a really big episode. Yes. It's going to be a fun one. So we are going to go to break. And when we get back, we are going to be Facebook Live.
Alrighty.
All right.
Let's
see y'all then.
We'll be right back with more answers about finding the best rates and getting you financed on Mortgage Mom Radio.
Hey, Marla.
Hey, Deb.
So you're out and you're shopping and you're a new homeowner and you're ready to go look at property and you're going to do open houses and go out with your real estate agent and, you know, have them show you. What is the number one most important tool you could possibly have with you when you are ready to walk out your front door?
Without a doubt, the Mortgage Mom Radio phone app.
That's right. What do you think? Let's just give them one piece of it. What do you think is the most important tool that is on that phone app?
Well, that's easy. The calculator.
That's right. The calculator is going to run the principal, interest, taxes, insurance, and mortgage insurance for you. It is going to let you know when you walk through that open house or you look at that house with your real estate agent, if it is something that you can afford. So why not just download it today? Text the word mom to 474747. Marla, how do you spell that?
Well, it's an easy one, but forward and back, it's M-O-M.
That's
not
right.
Upside down, though.
It's not wow, it's mom. Text the word mom to 474747 and download the phone app today.
Welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Let us help you get through problem situations, navigate brokers and agents, and arrive at the best result in your home purchase process. 844-935-3634. 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
I love that. I got to let it run for a minute. Just 1 minute. All right, then it kind of starts over again. We'll just stop it there. Anyway, hey, welcome back. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. Thank you so much for being listeners of our show. We absolutely love it. If you haven't already, join us. We are now live on Facebook.
Live. Come on, people.
Live. Check us out.
I'm waving.
She's waving. She does talk with her hands. I do, too. If you guys want to check us out, you want to ask us questions, we'd love for you guys to do that. We have had quite a few questions come in through texting today. So I'm going to go ahead and start reading some of those questions. Are you ready?
Go.
Wait a minute.
What?
Before I do that, though, I want to give
you scared me. I was like, what?
Wait a minute. What? All right. Number, if you guys want to give us a call, it's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. L-E-N-D and the number 4. You guys want to text us as well. You want to text us your questions, too. Marla said that we are going to do this. We are going to multitask. We are mom-tasking this morning. That is what we're doing.
Mom-task. We invented a whole new term, lifestyle.
We are mom-tasking because it's what we do. You know, we're talking on the phone with the client. Kids are texting us. One's walking through the door. Baby's crying, changing a diaper maybe at the same time, driving the car. I mean, we could do it all, right?
All I'm just going to say is I'm so glad I don't have to change diapers. At the same time, I'm dealing with a teenager because I...
And there's my box of wine.
Yeah.
There's my crates of wine in my she shed with my
barrels.
Spigots.
Barrels. With spigots.
With spigots. That
and
was
straws.
Yes.
That come over to the couches.
Exactly. All right. So let's get on to some of these questions. Are you ready?
Let's go.
All right. Here we go. So one of them that I got, this was from John in Orange County. He says, my long-term goal is to buy a house, but right now I can't afford to. If I buy a condo, what would my return on investment be, and would it be worth it? So that was actually a great question. It really, really is.
Yes.
Here's my response, though. And then you can, I'm going to let you chime in too.
I think your response is probably going to be exactly what my response is.
Okay. So my response is we can't really predict the future. We can't predict what the return on investment is going to be. What we can tell you is, just like we talked about last week in our show, it's real estate is about buying and holding. It's not about buying and turning around, and it's not a short-term game.
Right.
Gain. It is a long-term game. It truly is. Real estate, the money is there. I promise you, even in recession, even with what we went through, anybody that bought a house before that, you know, what were they calling it? It was the Great Recession is what they called it. They really should have just called it a depression, but whatever. but anybody that bought a house, even at the peak of the market, they have gotten all of their money back, and their house is actually probably worth even more than that than it was then. So you go through these lulls of time where you think, oh my goodness, I am so far upside down. Maybe I should just walk away. Real estate is not about walking away. Number one, buy something that you can afford, have a tax write-off, be a homeowner, lay your roots.
Right.
Stake your ground, and then hold. You know, I do believe, John, that it will be a return on your investment. I do truly believe that. You know, we've done this for a very long time. I've been watching real estate since the early 90s. I do believe that you're going to see that return on your investment. But what would your return be? We can't predict that. There's just, if I could predict that, I would be
not
gazillions
here.
Rich.
Like, not here right
not
now.
Here, not doing a radio show. but do I think that it is worth it for you to buy a condo if that's all you can afford right now today over a house? Absolutely.
Right.
All day long.
Right.
You have anything to add? What do you think?
My first thing that I heard was, I my long-term goal is to buy a house, but I can't afford it right now. So my first thing is, you know, where are you living right now? What are you being able to afford right now? And what makes you think that you can't afford right now? You know, long-term goal, great. But sometimes you got to start sitting there and looking at the short-term goals. Because if you are renting, you know, you're paying somebody else's mortgage right now. So let's
you're
have
making
that
somebody else in it. Yeah, somebody right. else is an investor, and you're making somebody else's retirement come that right. much quicker. You're not working on your own retirement. You're not looking out for yourself.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Got to look out for yourself. And that's now you got to call us and find out, like,
exactly.
Let's get this going, John.
Exactly.
Come on.
All right. So great, great question. Thank you so much, John. Really, really appreciate it. Everybody out there listening, hey, you guys can do exactly the same thing. You could text the word mom to 474747. You guys can go ahead and ask us questions that way. You're going to get the, hey, how are you? Welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. How can we help you? You're going to get a text back.
Hey, how are you?
You're going to get a text back from us.
Can you see us live right now? Because we're just dancing around.
We are dancing around live on Facebook. But you will also get the two links, one to download the phone app, which has just an amazing amount of tools in there. It is a free app. Download it. Trust me. If you're thinking about buying, thinking about refinancing, if you're a real estate agent and you need to run payments for clients, it's got every kind of calculator under the sun, and it really does. It'll even do the mortgage insurance for you so
it's
you don't have
fantastic.
To.
It is, I use it all the time.
So you'll get your link to the phone app. You'll get a link to the next workshop, the November 4th renovation workshop. Again, that one is for homeowners. It is for buyers. It is for real estate agents. It is for anybody at all that wants to understand how to renovate a property, whether you own it today and you want to renovate the one that you live in, or whether you want to buy a house and renovate like you'd see on Property Brothers or Love It or List It or what was the other one they mentioned? It's my other favorite one where they're in Texas.
Fixer upper.
Thank you. I always forget it.
Canceled now.
It is canceled, but that's a great one. But it, you know, that's how those people are doing that. That's November the 4th. Make sure that you guys, you're going to get a link to that for the phone app as well. And then you could just respond to the message and say blah, 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 and ask us your question. So please feel free to do that.
Blah,
or
blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah. Or give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. And we would be happy to take your calls and answer your questions as well.
Yes.
So let's
really
get,
quick.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, if you are listening to us right now on Go Country, please go on Facebook, go to Mortgage Mom Radio and see us live.
That's right.
We're having fun. So come on. Just go on there.
We are.
Put the search in.
Show us. Give us a thumbs up. Maybe put a picture of your dog.
Ask us questions.
Ask us trivia. Try to see if we know who sings a certain song. We don't care what your questions are, but we'll read them out loud.
Let's do a challenge.
There you go. A challenge.
Do a line from a movie.
Ooh, let's see if we can figure it out. Yeah. That's a good one. I like that challenge. That's a perfect challenge. All
come
right.
Come on, people.
All right. It's on. It's on. But yeah, please go to Facebook and start watching us and let us know that you're there. We want to know that you're there and we want to answer your questions. Anybody that wants to call right now, we can actually get your calls live on Facebook right now. So we can actually get those calls live on Facebook. We can't get the calls live on the radio. It's kind of like a twofer. It's kind of a little bit difficult to do both.
It's not really a twofer.
It's not. It's one or the other.
It's a one-fer.
So radio, you guys are going to actually right now, you guys are going to hear the text messages, and then Facebook, you guys are going to hear the live calls. So yeah, it'll be perfect. Anyway, so here's the next.
Either way, you're getting the information and you're having fun.
That's
morning.
Right. Absolutely. All right. So here we go. So here's the next text message. Hello, MMR. I love it. They didn't give us their name, though. Hey, you guys, if you're texting us, give us your name so that we can.
Or we will make it up.
Yeah. Well, we're going to call. This is going to be Joe from.
Want to know what is so weird?
Eagle Rock.
I was just going to say Jose.
All right.
Okay. But you said Joe and I said Jose.
All right.
It's like we
like
were
it.
Thinking together, but one was thinking in a different
awesome.
Language.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Here we go. So hello, MMR. This is Joe. And where did I say he was from? Eagle Rock.
Eagle Rock.
All right. Random. I'm almost at 1 year mark with my home that I purchased using an FHA loan. It is a 3-unit property. I am wanting to purchase another 3-unit property that I want to reside in, but I do not want to put 20% down. Is there another low down mortgage option that I can use? Please also share strategies that the next first time home buyer can use that wants to pursue a similar path. This is actually great. It's kind of a twofold question. Yep. So we're going to have to actually like dissect it a little bit.
Start dissect.
All right. So number one part was he bought a 3-unit almost a year ago using an FHA loan.
Okay.
So the bells go off for a minute because FHA and VA are the only two loan programs that you can buy a 2-4 unit property with less than 25% down payment.
Correct.
Okay. So anybody out there that wants to buy a 2-4 unit property and you want conventional financing with no mortgage insurance, you need 25% down, or you need an FHA loan that will have mortgage insurance, or if you are one of those absolutely amazing veterans that have the eligibility to use your VA financing, you can actually get into a 3-4 unit property with zero down payment and no mortgage insurance, which is pretty, pretty cool.
Pretty amazing.
So those are really the only three options. So then let's get back on to his next topic, right?
Okay.
I'm going to assume that Joe doesn't have VA eligibility.
Okay.
And I'm going to assume that because right now he's got an FHA loan. So if he had VA eligibility, he would have done that. I mean, it's the no-brainer between a VA and an FHA loan. Okay, so I'm going to assume he doesn't have VA eligibility and he's already got an FHA loan. So we know that you can only have one outstanding FHA loan at a time.
Correct.
Unless you are actually completely relocating and you are moving a minimum. And they changed it. It used to be 60 miles, and I believe it's even further now. It's 100, right? So unless you're moving 100 miles away from where you currently live to your new place and you are getting relocated for your job or another reason for the change,
right.
You cannot have a second FHA loan. You can in special circumstances like those. So because he can't have another FHA loan, what I would suggest in this situation is that we take a look and see, has he built up some equity in that year? Do we have enough equity to possibly refinance him out of the FHA loan?
Yep.
Does he possibly have that 25% equity now today that we can refinance the property, put him in a conventional loan so that he's got his open FHA availability to go buy another one?
Correct.
Right?
That
so,
works.
So that would be my thought. You got any other?
Nope. That was exactly where my head was going.
All right. That. All right. I like it. All right. So then the next one is, please also share strategies that the next first time home buyer can use that wants to pursue a similar path. So one of the things that I've told a lot of people this, and I actually gave a suggestion one time to a really good friend, and he's really just absolutely run with it. And I am so proud of him. I look at it today and I go, my God, if I could just follow my own rules, I could be cool like him and rich like him. But, you know, if you're a first time home buyer, if I could be cool like him and follow my own advice, and it's all the time, trust me, I can give everybody perfect advice and I can never follow it for myself, especially with my kids. But the advice that I gave him was, when you're a first time home buyer, you have a clean slate. You've never done it before. So, you know, go and find a condo and get a small one and get a 1-bedroom condo and move into it. Unless you're married and you have kids and all that stuff, that's a different situation. But let's say that you're just single, you're getting out there, first time you want to make your first purchase.
Okay.
Buy the smallest thing that's going to make sense for you or for your family. So buy a 1-bedroom condo, buy a 2-bedroom condo, whatever. Then when it's time in a year from now, go buy another one that's a little bit bigger, because now you are moving up. Right. You know, so you are truly moving up. Rent out the one that you bought and go buy another one. And in a year from then, or 2 years from then, or 3 years from then, go buy the next one. So upgrade into homes as you go and hold on to the properties as you go, because every loan then that you're doing, you're getting owner-occupied financing. You're getting to take advantage of the lower down payments. You're getting to take advantage of the lower interest rates. You're truly living in those homes. You aren't doing anything wrong. You're following the rules.
Right.
But you're upgrading as you go, and you're continuing to build your portfolio. And if you do that, you will end up with a portfolio of 4 or 5 different rental properties and living in a very nice home eventually down the road. So that would be just one, you know, tip of advice. He said any strategies that you're willing to give. And that would be one that I've given to numerous people, and some have listened, some haven't. I haven't listened to my own advice. I also lived through that great recession.
The Great Depression.
In the mortgage industry. So everybody out there
sometimes
listening knows.
I feel like I did too.
Oh, we all did. You lived through it.
No, I meant the Great Depression.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it was a depression. I think that they just really, you know, it was kind of like the earthquake that we had back in 94 that they said was 6.9, just because if it had gone over 7, then it would have been declared a disaster zone. And
right. Of course.
Would have been more money out of everybody's pockets. But whatever. You know, it is what it is. So anyway, but that would be just a tip of advice. I like I said, I gave that. I told my friend to do that. And he literally listened to me, letter of the law, and he did it. And right now he owns 2 condominiums, 2 single family homes, and, you know, the house that he lives in. And, you know, it's worked for him.
Right.
And right now he's looking to buy a building. I mean, it's, you know, you can expand yourself in real estate. You can get where you want to go. You can become that person, even if you're not a in real estate or an investor. You can become an investor, and it is possible. So there's my tip of advice. I'll get off of my box. You know, I'll get off my shelf, whatever they call it. My step stool. So, because I'm so short.
Soapbox.
My soapbox.
But if you want to call it a step stool.
Exactly.
Fine.
I know, totally.
That's hilarious.
Yes. But
I'm gonna climb down from my step stool now.
Well, because I am so short. And for everybody out there listening to the show, if you guys want to see me live on Facebook, I'll stand up for you. You can see how short I am. I'm extremely short. I was told, and I don't know if this is true or not, that if you are under 5 feet tall, that you can actually get a handicap parking sticker from the DMV for your car. And I was thinking that I'm going to have to actually do the research on that. I don't know if it was true. I don't know if it wasn't true, but
I feel like I need to Google that right now.
I think you probably should, because I'm always the driver
actually,
and you're
Facebook,
always with me.
Facebook friends.
Somebody let us know if they know the answer. It'd be
write
out there that
right
works
now.
For the DMV. Yeah. Let me know. Do I qualify?
Because we're still live. We're still here. Hope That's you're right. having fun and enjoying how silly we're being.
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely love it. All right. So we got another question. I mean, okay. We're getting a lot of them. So, hey, you guys, keep them coming. Keep them coming. Keep the text messages coming. Text the word mom to 474747. And then go ahead and reply to us. You're going to get the, hey, how can we help you? And then go ahead and reply to us with your question. We would love to answer those for you. And we're going to do them for you live on air. Go to Facebook. Start asking us questions through the feed. Keep calling. The phones have been ringing. We are taking those calls. 844-935-3634. When the show is over at 8 o'clock, we'll keep the Facebook going for as long as the calls keep coming in, so don't worry about, you know, missing us. Let's keep these text messages rolling, right?
No, they're good.
Great,
they're
questions. Really good. Okay, so this one says, could I buy and rent a home if I go through a VA loan? Mm. You want to hear my answer on that one?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So my answer to that would be yes, but and there's a big but. So a VA loan is for a primary residence purchase.
Yes.
So you cannot buy it to actually make it an investment property. You cannot buy it for the purposes of putting a tenant in it.
Correct.
However, you can buy a home with a VA loan, and you can live in the home, and you can then choose to move out of the home and rent it out. And that is absolutely 100% okay.
Yes.
Yeah. You got anything else?
No.
I thought maybe you'd just have something else to throw in there.
No.
Yeah. But it's a great way.
I mean,
it kind of goes
this
back.
Person's creative thinking.
We don't even
100% financing.
But the question was kind of like it could have gone either way. So that's why I kind of figured I would answer both questions. Can you use a VA loan to buy a home? Yes. Can you rent out the home that you have a VA loan on? Yes. Can you buy the house to rent it out as an investor with a VA loan? No.
Right.
Right. You got to do it in the two-part process.
Right.
And so that's kind of where I was going earlier, is start small, use your VA, use your FHA, use your 3% down conventional, use your 5% down conventional, keep buying things as owner-occupied properties and, you know, create your portfolio. It's a great way, you know, to not have to come up with 20% down as an investor, because the first house you bought was $600,000 and a 4-bedroom home, and now you're going to go buy a 1-bedroom condo. Obviously you're buying it as an investment property,
right?
unless you're going through a divorce, or you're an older, you know, family that you guys are retiring and you're trying to move down. I mean, there's reasons that people do that, but more than likely you're probably buying it as an investment property.
Yeah.
So, all right, cool. Let's just keep going.
Let's go.
You ready?
I'm here. I'm live.
Number to call?
844-935-3634.
And see, if you guys aren't watching us live on Facebook, you couldn't see me. So I go, number to call, and I just point at her. So you guys, we talk with our hands so much, it's kind of fun.
We really do.
It's kind of fun. It wouldn't be any fun if we
People
didn't.
That are watching us live right now are
they
like,
probably think we're crazy.
What is going on?
Absolutely. All right. So here is the next one. Okay. Again, you guys, you got to give us names.
We just make them up.
Yeah.
So this and unless you don't want to be called Juan Pablo.
Well, I'm going to call this person Peggy Sue.
Peggy Sue. That's a good movie. I like that movie.
Peggy Sue's
a
great movie.
Time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So here we go. I'm interested in buying my first home. Period.
Okay.
It's actually, it's a first start. So the way that I would actually reply to this.
It's a loaded question that can bring on so much.
No, it is. But, and I want everybody out there in Facebook land and on radio, I want you guys to know that we do actually.
Facebook world.
I'm calling it land.
Okay.
But for everybody out there that is listening to the show right now, and we're reading these text messages, we do actually respond to every single one of them. When the show is over, we will type back to you and respond to you, so that in case you missed it in the show, you can actually hear the, you know, we're going to get the answer to you. So the way that I'm going to actually respond to this when I'm interested in buying my first home is that 100% you are one of our winner circle. You have just taken the first step towards homeownership.
Yay,
you've reached out. That's right. You've reached out. I mean, you've just made contact. You've dipped your toe in the water, and now you're giving us the opportunity to have a telephone number, call you Peggy Sue, but at least respond to you and try to get you on the right path to get you started.
Right.
With how do you get a loan application going? What do you do? How are we going to qualify you? How much do you need for down payment? This opens up so many doors for this person that you don't even, you don't realize.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's such a loaded statement.
Yes.
That it's just kind of like an open one. Like,
right.
Hey, let's just invite you into the door and let's start making things happen.
Right. Absolutely. So, hey, all you guys out there, listen, that's the easiest thing. That was the easiest thing that she could have ever sent back.
Put your name or we're going to make up another one.
I've got a couple good ones. But, that is the easiest thing, is to reach out to us that way. And you know, we're non-invasive, I swear. we're easy going. We're going to reply back and we'll have a very good conversation with you, and we'll get you started onto the right path, and we'll get you where you got to go. So anybody out there listening, you guys want to text us, keep these text messages coming. We're loving it. Text the word mom to 474747. You guys can call us 844-935-3634. We've got our renovation workshop that's coming up on November the 4th. So if you guys want to get those tickets, when you text us, you'll get a link. Go to our website and go to the about/events and you'll see renovation workshop. You can get the information there. So many ways you guys can get your tickets. If you've got the phone app downloaded, you can get it right from the phone app. So that's going to be a really great day. You guys want to ask some questions about renovation. You've thought about things as you've been watching those home and garden TV shows, start asking them right now. Send them in text, give us a call, put them in the Facebook feed, and we'll read them out loud and we'll answer them there in the Facebook feed. If you guys have questions about Assessor Prang, we talked about that a little bit earlier in the show as
I'm
well.
I'm really excited.
You know that he's going to be on with us next week, and it's going to be just an absolutely amazing show, especially for real estate agents or other loan officers and title officers, anybody that is in the real estate business. Title reps, loan officers, tell me who's out there.
Real estate
agents.
Look out the window and see.
No, but transaction coordinators, escrow officers.
The real estate business. I mean,
anybody.
I think that anybody from, processors and underwriters who sometimes don't have a strong understanding
of taxes.
How the taxes work.
Yeah.
To the assistants, to the realtors.
Anybody at all that is in the real estate world of some sort in this industry, it's going to be such an amazing show for you guys next week. Every single homeowner out there, it is going to be an amazing amazing show for you next week.
Yes.
And anybody at all that's thinking about purchasing a home that wants to understand more about property taxes, it's going to be an amazing show next week. You guys can't miss it. So make sure that you do listen next week.
Set your clocks.
Absolutely. We're going to be here. We're going to be on Go Country 105. Obviously, you guys can always, if you miss the show next week on Go Country, you guys can go to Go Country's website. They've actually got our podcast up there. And you guys can go to our website. Go to mortgagemomradio.com and you can click on podcast. You'll be able to actually listen to the show and not miss it at all. But Assessor Prang is going to be talking about so many things. I mean, we've got the LA County Assessor who's going to be on our show with us. It is going to be just fantastic.
I said it before and I'll say it again. It's mm-hmm. going to be a knockout show.
Absolutely. And
if you guys got a lot of great info that I think everybody's going to either be floored.
We've learned.
Educated.
Yes, we were educated. He educated us. We learned things. We asked questions that we really didn't know. And we've been in this business for, I've got 24 years. You've got what, 22 years? Mm-hmm. We have been in this business for a really long time and we're learning things from him. And he is just absolutely amazing. If anybody listening right now didn't get to hear the first part of our show, if you guys are just tuning in for the first time right now, first of all, number one, we're live on Facebook. So jump on Facebook and check us out. But number two, we actually talked about Assessor Prang and some of the things that he told us. And we gave you guys a little bit of a sneak peek of the things that we're going to be talking to you about, like gifting your kids your property taxes, your Prop 13, so that you can keep your taxes and take them with you. How the reassessing happens when you do renovate your property. You're not necessarily going to get completely reassessed. So, you know, your homeowner's exemption, the ADU units, the accessory dwelling units.
Yep.
Right. So there's so many things that we did talk about even earlier in the show that if you guys missed that, again, don't hesitate to go to our website, go to iTunes, go to Google Play, go to TuneIn or Stitcher and download the podcast. We talk about so many great things in these shows and not everybody's in their car driving for an hour and you may have missed some of that. So, you know, download the podcast, subscribe to it. It'll, you know, automatically be in your iTunes. And anytime you guys have time, you can download and listen to a show or one that piques your interest. And we name all of them and we've got a little summary of what happened in each show. So it's really easy to kind of pick and choose which ones that you might want to listen to later. But next week's episode with Assessor Prang is
can't be missed.
No, it can't be missed. It is absolutely going to be an amazing show. And, you know, I really do hope that you guys all tune in and listen to it. So we have like 30 seconds left here on radio.
Go.
Okay. So thank you so much for listening to Mortgage Mom Radio. We did not get to all of the text messages that came in today. So we will actually answer those to you guys. We will answer them live on Facebook and we will get them into next week's show so that you guys can hear those questions. So don't worry and answers. If you guys want to check us out, don't miss the last. We'll stay on for like another 3, 4, 5 minutes on Facebook at least until the questions stop coming through the door. So don't miss us. Don't miss us.
We're going to win the contest.
That's right.
The movie.
That's right.
Movie titles.
We're waiting for somebody to challenge us. So 844-935-3634. Keep the calls coming in. We want to keep answering those for you guys. We're live on Facebook. Follow us. Tell us that you're there. Give us a thumbs up. Ask us a question about a movie and see. Give us a line from a movie and see.
Yes, that's it.
You can't challenge us.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next week.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
This has been Mortgage Mom Radio. Tune in each week as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home buying questions, help you get financed, find the best rates, get through problem situations, and achieve the best results in your home purchase process. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, 413-1054. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, number MB-676-0898. Illinois 18121, Arizona 0918544, Washington ZL-39179. Texas and Nevada 3402 and 3401. While it is Movement Mortgage's practice to provide underwriting results within 6 hours of receiving the application and process loans in 7 days, extenuating circumstances may cause delays outside of this window. Debbie Marcoux is licensed by California DB 0237926, Illinois 031.0044379, Indiana 32128, Arizona 0941504, Washington MLO 237926, Texas Nevada 57237. Marla Geezer is licensed by California DB 0669357, Indiana 32104, Illinois 031.0044551, Arizona 0941503, Nevada 57291, WAMLO 669357.